This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. Okay, I'm going to be showing my age on this one. You guys know about esports, right?
Yeah.
So basically... Okay, it's like basically competitive video game playing. At least that's what I think it is. And I'm an old guy, I guess, or middle-aged. So in any case... Remember?
Yeah, I know someone who's a professional gamer, right? He's like 24 and he makes like thousands upon thousands of dollars like doing this.
This is like, you remember when you were like a preteen and you played Miss Pac-Man at the arcade?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, right? In the United States.
That's a high score. Yeah.
Now the NCAA is funding it. Well, so I read this article in the New York Times, and it's talking about Robert Morris University in Illinois, where esports is part of the athletic department. Like, it gives out scholarships. At UC Irvine, it's under student affairs, but student, quote, athletes are training, quote, unquote, for 15 to 20 hours a week. Esports is becoming a varsity sport. Any views on this one? What do you think of e-sport athletics? And I use the term athletics quite loosely.
Okay, well, I like, there are two things that I think about with this. Is number one, I'm like, good luck with Title IX, right, with esports. Because one of the things that we understand about esports is, number one, it's heavily male, right? And number two, a lot of female gamers actually get a lot of heat and get trolled like you wouldn't believe within that community, right? So number one, how do you enforce Title IX rules there? I'd really like to know. And my second is, you know, we were just having a conversation about what institutions of higher ed value and what they do. And esports, esport is this revenue generating thing,
yeah.
Right? And its fan base is growing, seems to be growing exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
So why not, if I were a university or a college trying to figure out how do we expand our footprint, right? You know, how do we increase our visibility? I'd probably be jumping on that bandwagon. I don't know if I'd call it a sport, but, you know.
Mark, what do you think of esports?
Leslie's point at the end was exactly what I was thinking. I mean, at the end of the day, if this gets monetized, mm-hmm. and if there are ways to plow this into resources for universities, then maybe this university is trying to get in on the ground floor before it takes off, you know, for kind of a long-term investment profile. Maybe they've been discussing this for over the past number of years, thinking about how this could gain traction. It's so foreign to me. I mean, my reference is what you just said, Miss Pac-Man, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I've never played any of these games. Part of it is if I don't play these because I will get sucked into that world again.
Mm-hmm.
Very easily. So I avoid the video game culture for that reason.
Jeez, though. Like, one is, isn't that just a sign of our time that video game playing is now a form of athletics? I get that there's a physical reflex aspect to it, but geez, it just strikes me as so weird. But maybe that's my age or whatever. But also, like, wow, are universities just completely moving out of, like, the research and instruction business into absolutely everything else? Like, they're into retail. You know, they're running little shopping malls, food villas, sports entertainment, resorts. Like, at what point... do we just jettison the university and, you know, just call it, I don't know what. It's like just this passage of life, total institution and like edutainment thing. Do you think this type of stuff is good for the university, like this general direction where we're extending the brand to everything in sight? Or do you think it's watering down what we do?
I think there's a small number of colleges and universities that can actually always count on having thousands upon thousands of applicants, right? Who will choose them over everyone else, right? Regardless of whether or not they get into other places,
right.
And those colleges and universities don't have to provide a mall. They don't have to provide yoga. They don't have to provide esports, right? But, you know, but for other universities that have been scrambling to try and move up in, you know, in the ratings in U.S. News and World Reports, for example, I mean, I think that these are institutions that are just trying new things, right? How do we attract students, right, who may get an offer from a more prestigious institution? Well, we give them what we think they want. We give them malls. We give them karaoke. Mm-hmm. We give them, you know, you can get PE credit by engaging in esports, right? I mean, that's what I think is part of what's going on, is this sort of arms race to attract as many students as possible and to make sure that when you do let a student in, they'll say yes.
I think that's a great point. I mean, these speak to deep structural problems that higher education faces, wider political economic constraints, the states have pulled back resources for higher ed. I mean, we all kind of romanticized, and partly I think legitimately, like a generation ago when higher ed, especially in state systems, was almost free. Mm-hmm. And now massive cost increase have put major constraints. I think that critics are wrong when we just say, oh, it's only administrative bloat. I mean, that doesn't help. Mm-hmm. But and then the political right will say it's all faculty salary, right?
I wish.
Honestly, I think it's deeper structural issues connected to finances that they respond to. The danger from my standpoint is the impact on producing knowledge independent of, you know, nefarious influence. Mm-hmm. This is where I strongly support this writer, Alice Drager. Mm. I think she's outstanding. Mm-hmm. But she criticizes kind of what stuff that I do. I agree with her in criticism of how progressive sensibilities can influence knowledge production. But she also focuses on corporatization and its influence, you know, branding and how that impacts negatively faculty freedom to pursue ideas.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.